I was woken this morning at 7:27 and 12 seconds. That was the time we'd agreed with my son the night before. The birth of Jesus is an incredibly strange story, isn't it? If you listen to the angels talking about it and hearing it come from their mouths, you really wouldn't believe it, would you? If you'd been that woman or that shepherd or that husband, how would you have made sense of what you were being told? You can imagine the angels in heaven being completely and utterly mystified by what God was doing. And why would God bring his own son into the world like that? If I was God, that's not how I would have done it. I would have gone for maximum publicity impact. So I would have done something like parachute Jesus down into the middle of the MCG during the Boxing Day test, particularly if Australia was in trouble. It's not very often, but it does happen occasionally. Welcome to all of you from overseas. That's a little local flavour. But God had another idea. He chose to bring Jesus into the world in the same way that everyone else comes into the world, by being born into it. And that shocked the angels. Why would God do it like that? Why come as a baby? Well, I think it's because God chose to send his son to save people, not to scare them. God could have come to earth in ways that would have frightened, confused, or terrified us. But he chose to come in the way that we all understand, a way that we've all come into the world. The Bible tells us that Jesus was in every sense a human being. He was born like us, he grew up like us, he worked in a carpenter's shop and lived like the people of his time. While he was here on earth, he was tempted like every human being is tempted. He had the same struggles that you and I have. He knew what it was like to suffer. There were times when he was lonely as an adult, times when he was discouraged, when he was frustrated, when he was very tired, and Jesus knew what it was like to weep and feel grief. Now that, strangely, is good news, because it means Jesus understands how humans feel. It means that God can say to you, I know what it's like. I've been there. I haven't stayed removed from your world. I know what you feel. I felt that. You and I know that being human is tough at times. And one of the toughest times, ironically, can be Christmas. Christmas is not a happy time for a lot of people, because it stirs up all sorts of negative emotions and reminds people of things that are not quite right. Sometimes there's grief over loved ones who aren't here anymore, who are missed even more at Christmas. Family problems, loneliness, and financial problems are felt more acutely at Christmas. Domestic violence increases during this time of year. Some people find Christmas Day so hard they just want to see it over. If you feel like any of those things this morning, Jesus knows what you are feeling. He has felt everything that any human being can feel. You may have reached today after a tough year. You may be wondering if life is worth living. You may be wondering what the next year will hold for you. Or you may be on autopilot and just cruising through life. Some of you here may be struggling just to get through. And the best that Christmas has to offer is a few days break from the normal drudge and a culturally sanctioned permission to overindulge. Well, that's okay. Jesus knows what you're feeling because he was born like every other human being, and he's felt what you are feeling. But Jesus is more than human. The baby that is born in the stable is God in human form. The baby born in the stable is God with skin on. The Bible says it's God who became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Bible says the Son, that's Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. It shocked the angels. It's a shame if it doesn't shock you. The Son of God left heaven to come to earth. And that's a gift. That's a gift from God to you, reminding you every Christmas that God has come into your world. Every Christmas is a reminder that you are not on your own in this world. God is there and he's waiting to get to know you. Jesus is God's gift to each of us. God himself has come into the world and he says to us again this Christmas, "Here I am. I'm here. I want to know you." The gift of Christmas is God himself. The gift of Christmas is God himself. The Christmas gift that is most important to you today is God himself. I repeat myself on purpose. Because Jesus came to earth, you and I can know God. Because Jesus came to earth, you and I can know God. God can be known because Jesus came to earth. If you want to know what God is like, you only have to look at Jesus. If you want to have a relationship with God, it begins with Jesus. But you have to receive that gift that God has given you to make any difference in your life. I'm slightly embarrassed about this. This is an envelope that has my name on it. Peter's my name. And inside it is a present that some very kind people at this church gave me probably 8 or 9 months ago. Inside it are 2 free tickets to the movies. And this present has sat on my desk at home, unused. An unused gift or an unopened gift is a worthless gift. But these tickets don't run out until December 31st, so I've still got a couple of days to make use of this. Now, if I was to tell you that I had a gift for you that would solve your biggest problems, that would heal your deepest hurts, forgive every single mistake that you've ever made, would help you understand the purpose you were put on earth for, would make you a better person, fill your life with joy and peace, and eternally secure your eternal destiny in heaven, would you be interested in such a gift? Well, I hope you would. It almost sound too good to be true, wouldn't you? Well, that's the gift God has given you in Jesus. So let me ask you a very personal question. How many more Christmases are you going to go through before you accept this gift? Why not accept the gift of Jesus today? An unopened gift is a worthless gift. Don't let another Christmas go by without accepting and unwrapping God's gift to you. When you fully understand how wonderful this gift of Jesus is, how incredible, how magnificent, how mind-blowing God's gift of love through his Son Jesus is, there is only one logical, rational, and sane response, which is to accept it. To reject that kind of love would be madness. So I challenge you today, if you haven't done this, to let Jesus into your life. Now, what do I mean by that? What does letting Jesus into your life look like? You might occasionally see signs on shops. I've seen one recently which says, "Under new management." Well, that's what letting Jesus into your life looks like. It's as if you put a sign on the front of yourself which says, "I'm under new management. I'm no longer the boss of my life. Jesus is the boss of my life. When Jesus Christ is your manager or your Lord, as we sing in some of the Christmas carols, when he's in charge, you can handle the things that come up in life. So when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, you can say, Jesus is the boss. He's the Lord. He's in charge. When you're feeling like you can't cope anymore, you can say, Jesus is the Lord of this situation. He's in charge. When you're feeling lonely, depressed, worried, or grieving, you can say, Jesus is Lord. He's in charge. Whatever you're feeling, you can say, Jesus is in law, is the Lord. He's in charge. And I'm going to trust him whatever happens. Now, God has brought each of you here this morning. It's no accident that you're here today. Some of you have been followers of Jesus for a long time, and you're here to celebrate and reaffirm your trust in Jesus. You want to reaffirm that he's in charge of your life, and he's going to be in charge of 2009 in your life and in your family. So I want to encourage you to keep going and trusting him this coming year. Some of you here this morning, though, have been close to God in the past and have kind of drifted away. Well, I just want to say there's no better time to come back to Jesus than Christmas. You don't need to talk to me or to anyone else. You just need to talk to God and tell him what's in your heart. And it doesn't really matter what you say and whether you use full grammatical sentences or not. It doesn't matter what language you use. God will understand. Just tell God you want to start again. Some of you here this morning, though, have never really had a relationship with God. And God invites you this morning to accept this gift of Jesus and not go another Christmas without beginning a relationship with him. If you're a visitor here this morning from outside of Melbourne, what I'd encourage you to do when you go home is to try and find a church near you that will help you get to know Jesus. Now, churches are weird places. I know that because I work in one. So look on the websites, find one that looks like the sort of place where you'd feel at home, and go and have a look at it and try and join in that church. Don't let another Christmas go by. If you're from around here, then you're welcome to join us here. As Don said during the announcements, we'll continue to have services every Sunday. It would be our pleasure to help you discover more about Jesus and to begin a life of following him. And strangely, you can keep coming to church here even if you don't believe. It won't surprise me if you need to ask questions. It won't offend me if you want to argue with me. I will cope and God will cope. So you're very welcome to join in and come along and try and figure this out. Next year in term two, if you'd like to join us for an introductory course on Christianity, we'll be running one called Alpha. Now I want to finish by putting out a challenge to you. All of you here are very nice people and all of you are coping well with being in church on Christmas morning. But some of you think that this God stuff and this story about a virgin and angels and shepherds and all of that, some of you think that's just a Christmas story. It's nice for the kids, but it's not true. It's not that sensible. It's just a big fairy tale or a fantasy. Or it could be a complete and utter delusion. Some of you think that all religions are the same and that most of them cause the trouble in the world. Some of you here this morning probably think Christianity is illogical or irrational. Some of you are intrigued by Jesus, but you're just not sure who he is. Well, I've just finished reading a short book called Is God a Delusion? There was a very well-known atheist who wrote a book called The God Delusion earlier this year or last year. I can't remember now. So, is God a delusion? This is written by a person called Nicky Gumbel. Nicky was an atheist at one stage of his life, a Cambridge-educated lawyer, and is now an Anglican minister in England. So you could say that Nicky, in the words of John's Gospel this morning, Nicky has gone from the dark to the light. And I don't mean by that that he's gone from being a lawyer to an Anglican minister. I mean he's gone from being an atheist to being a Christian. I have four copies of this book to give away this morning. The chapter headings in the book are, Has Science Disproved God? Does Religion Do More Harm Than Good? Is Faith Irrational? Each chapter is about 20 pages. Then there's a postscript by a theologian called Graham Tomlin, a former colleague of mine when I lived in England, and Graham now works in London. And Graham tries to give eight reasons why it makes sense to believe in Jesus. After that, there is a short appendix on who is Jesus. And in that chapter, Nicky gives evidence to support the belief that Jesus was the Son of God. He did the things he said he did. He died on a cross about 2,000 years ago, and then he rose from the dead. Now, I have four copies. I bought this with my own money. I have four copies to give away to anyone who will take up the challenge. The challenge is twofold. One is that you'll read the thing. No point taking it and leaving it on your desk like I've left my movie tickets. And in a month's time or so, I would appreciate it if you'd give me a call or an email just to let me know what you thought. So please come and see me after the service if you'd like to accept both my gift and my challenge. I urge you all, don't let another Christmas go by without accepting God's gift of himself to you. You can start today by saying a prayer as simple as this. God, if you're there, I'd like to get to know you. If you're someone who's known God in the past and drifted away, you can say a simple prayer like this. God, I'm sorry I've drifted away. I'd like to start again. Nothing is more important than sorting this out. No matter what sort of presents you get later today, there'll be no more important a gift than the gift of God himself in the person of Jesus. And when you begin your relationship with Jesus, the angels will then have an excuse to party. God bless you.